One of the most amazing substances in the natural world is spider silk. Is it possible to replicate it? We're going to find out today. Speaking to Sean Blamires from the University of New South Wales. Sean, how are you doing this morning?
Yeah, good, thanks. Hi.
Mate, is it possible to replicate spider web? It would seem that it's all over the place. It's in our face when we walk in the garage at home. There's plenty of it around.
Actually, it's very difficult. So there are several reasons why. One of it is we're trying to read the gene sequences that code for the silk proteins, and insert them into a bacteria or some kind of host that will replicate it and then have them express it so we can isolate it. Each step along the way is actually quite difficult. It's difficult to read the sequences. There's a lot of repeats in there, and it's difficult for the host to express it because of these repeats, and it's a really, really long protein and all these sort of things. So it is difficult, but labs around the world are making very good progress.
Sean, why do we want to replicate spider silk?
I think the interesting thing about spider silk is it's the world's toughest material. Usually a material is very strong,
yep.
Like a steel, or very rubbery, extensible, like an elastic band. But spider silk has a combination of the two. It's tough and elastic, which is a unique property. So we usually have to compromise one for the other when we make things. If we could make a material that performs like spider silk, we don't need that compromise. We can have all the properties we want in one.
So if it was possible to say that there was a piece of spider silk that was human-sized, for example, it would have the strength of steel, yet it would be flexible enough that we could bend it in circles. That's basically what it comes down to.
Yes, so it would be a remarkable material if we could make it.
And could be used in any number of different facilities, for construction, for defence, for any number of different things, I would imagine.
Yes. So a lot of industries are interested in the application of a potential spider silk-like material should it become available in the future. The first thing, though, is to clone the proteins and spin some fibres. And then from there, we'd have to look at scale-up, and that's another challenge. Yeah,
well, I was wondering, just very quietly to myself, although I can see where the problems are with this particular idea, is instead of trying to create the product itself, if we create a huge spider that would then be able to create huge pieces of web for us?
Well, to some extent, the sort of spinning process that we're trying to utilise in labs. So really, we get these proteins and we run them through tubes, and we spin them into a bath or something and collect the fibres.
Mm.
That's kind of like a huge silk gland doing its job.
Right.
So it's the ultimate goal is to, in a way, mimic the processes that's happening inside a spider's body.
Without the concern of having a human-sized funnel web getting around.
Yeah. If you've watched any disaster movies, you know that making giant spiders is not a good thing.
So how far away do you think we might be, Sean, at this point from actually having a practical example of a human-made spider web?
Well, I can only speak for what's happening with myself and my collaborators.
Yeah.
I mean, we're making good progress, and I don't know if I'd be willing to put times, but it's coming along. I think with an injection of funds, we've got a small bit coming along now. We can speed up progress and maybe get to be making some rudimentary fibres that we can put into a fabric that can be tested and things like that. Even that we've got ideas to sort of make anti-ballistics that we can kind of see if we can shoot them and things like this within 12 months,
right.
Hopefully. So it's bit by bit, but we think that these sort of things have sort of ups and downs. It can accelerate for a while and then sort of level out for a while and accelerate for a while. So it all depends on how significant those obstacles are, if it can come on sooner rather than later.
Well, I think once you achieve it, it's going to be one of the most significant inventions in human history. Sean Blamires, good luck with your research, and thank you very much for joining us today.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, happy to speak, and I'll see you later. Thanks.